America and the Caribbean marked 10 million COVID-19 cases Saturday, and with more than 360,000 deaths, the region is the worst hit in terms of fatalities, this according to official figures. Also on Saturday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wished coronavirus sufferers around the world good health at a military parade that defied the pandemic, while he claimed his country was free of the virus. Pyongyang closed its borders in January to try to protect itself from the disease. They also shot a suspected South Korean defector in an effort to keep North Korea COVID-free. Kim later apologized for this act. And the United Nations has released figures showing the toll on the world's migrant workers. The UN's International Organization for Migration said around 2.75 million migrants who wish to return home were stranded because of restrictions put in place to fight the pandemic. Most of them were from the Middle East and North Africa, while others were from Asia and the Pacific. In a rare display of normalcy on Sunday, however, New Zealand and Australia are set to play the first rugby test since the pandemic began in front of a packed, largely mask-free crowd in the New Zealand capital of Wellington. North Korea unveiled a gigantic new intercontinental ballistic missile during a military parade on Saturday, marking the 75th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. Analysts described the ICBM as the largest of its kind in the world. It was rolled through Kim Il-sung Square as Kim Jong-un watched. Footage from state broadcaster KCTV showed the event. Kim told parade watchers that his country needs its arsenal to deter a U.S. invasion. For more on these and other international news stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Colombia's powerful ex-president Alvaro Uribe has been ordered freed from house arrest while he is investigated for possible witness tampering. A judge ordered the release Saturday in a case that has divided the South American nation and exposed tensions over Colombia's peace accord for ending decades of conflict with leftist guerrillas. The country's Supreme Court ordered Uribe detained in August, shocking Colombians and unleashing protests in favor and against the decision. But Uribe resigned his Senate seat and the High Court relinquished control of the case, which paved the way for his release. Prosecutors supported the decision but stressed that the investigation continues. "Thank God," Uribe wrote on Twitter as the decision was read. He has denied the allegations against him. Namibian police on Saturday fired tear gas and rubber bullets and arrested dozens of protesters in the capital Windhoek during the third day of nationwide demonstrations against gender-based violence. The nearly 400 protesters, mostly young women, were marching to one of the main shopping centers in the capital city. They wanted to shut it down in order to send a message that corporate Namibia also has a duty in the fight against gender-based violence. The unprecedented youth-led protest that began on social media was quickly dispersed by police. Protesters accused police of being violent toward them. Windhoek receives more than 200 cases reported under the Domestic Violence Act on a monthly basis. The group on Friday had marched to government offices demanding the resignation of the Minister of Gender Equality and Child Welfare over her religious stance when handling such matters. Hong Kong police on Saturday arrested a group accused of helping 12 pro-democracy activists now detained in mainland China after attempting to flee to Taiwan in a speedboat. The group of nine were taken into custody for assisting the offenders. Some of them had been previously arrested for participating in the massive protests that threw Hong Kong into turmoil last year. A police spokesman said the group of nine's role included ownership of the boat, financial backing, transportation to the pier, and arranging the activists' lives after they arrived in Taiwan. China's Coast Guard intercepted a boat transporting the 12 Hong Kongers to Taiwan in late August. The self-ruled island routinely offers sanctuary to people attempting to flee the authoritarian mainland China. And more than 1,000 illegal African migrants have landed in the Spanish Canary Islands in the last 48 hours. An influx like this has not been seen in the last 10 years, according to the Red Cross. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.